At the university, the Special Events Committee is responsible for organizing and coordinating visits of distinguished speakers. Among the visitors in the past have included General William Westmoreland, Nobel Peace Prize winner Betty Williams, and the guru of sports medicine, Dr. George Sheehan. Next year, the committee will offer a package of high-interest speakers. Dean Goddard, an assistant professor of journalism, is the committee head and is finalizing the program for the coming year.
Next year, for the first time, we will be putting together a program of 5 or 6 events that we hope to have all of them signed by the time school starts, and we will be charging admission for all of these events. Last year, we only charged admission for one event, and that was the Gene Roddenberry event. By charging admission, we will be able to bring up people of greater national stature than we have been able to bring in the past. And we will be putting this together into a package where you can buy a season ticket that will allow you to attend all 5 events with a reserved seat at every event.
The package offers several advantages to its purchasers.
Essentially, what it means is that for one price, you will be able to get a ticket to all 5 events, 5 nationally prominent speakers who will be appearing at the concert hall here on the UAF campus with a reserved seat, a specified reserved seat, not just an open seat in the reserved section, but a specified reserved seat for all 5 of those events in advance of the start of the series.
Not only will purchasers receive a reserved seat, they will also save money. The prices haven't been established, but the package will offer a discount from regular ticket prices. The final list of speakers and other programs is still in negotiation with booking agents. Several internationally recognized names are included in the proposed series. In addition to the package, the Special Events Committee will sponsor several non-admission events. These will also be top-notch.
We have a number of events that we will probably be doing. First of all is the Smithsonian Institution will be revisiting Fairbanks for the second time in 3 years. This is one of the very few places the Smithsonian has been willing to return to, partially because of the great amount of interest that Alaskans have shown for the Smithsonian. That will tie in with an exhibit earlier in the summer of the Inuit exhibit that took place at the museum in Washington, and it will be a full program of Smithsonian events on campus at the university late in September, early in October. We will probably also be bringing up a couple of speakers who will, where there will be no admissions charge made. Final arrangements on those have not yet been made.
In all, the committee will be responsible for more than a dozen major programs in the coming academic year. The programs are selected to provide more than just entertainment.
The chancellor, and I have to completely agree with him, chancellor believes that we need to bring people up with a national reputation in a wide variety of areas to create an atmosphere of intellectual ferment on the campus. I remember back to my undergraduate days, and some of the most vivid memories I have of my undergraduate days were of people who were brought to campus who were not part of the regular instructional faculty and provided an experience that was different from the classroom experience. And that's what we're trying to do with the Special Events Committee.
Dean Goddard is an associate professor of journalism at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He's also the head of the campus special events committee. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.